Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how's your water? What kind of water do you drink? What does it do for you? What is it doing against you? Is your water good enough? And maybe it could be better. Maybe there are ways to even make good water better. Because I have good water and I make it better. And I want to pass that on to everybody else by having a special guest on the show to talk about making the water better, making the water better for the whole world, actually, in ways that you might not know about. So we're going to talk with Gardy Banfield, who's the owner of Oro Solutions, and that is a special water that he offers that can actually help the world dramatically. So I'm so glad to be able to talk with you. Gardy, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for having me on the show today. Obviously, our water is in need of help, and we do have solutions to help our water. And so I'm glad to be here with your audience today. So thanks for having me.
Sure. You know, this is so important because a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people who drink water right out of their faucet and say, you know, New York, like in New York, I'm in New York City, and I've heard people say, oh, New York water is the best in the world. You can really enjoy it. And it's the farthest thing from the truth.
Well, sure, sure. And you and I know that, and there are a lot of things that are bad for us in our water today, and things that we don't even know what's going to occur down the road as far as what health and physiological effects it has on all life on Earth. So better to not have that in your water, to have purified water, but also there are other types of water that can do things for you as well.
Right, and there are ways of filtering. I have a reverse osmosis filter, and I'm really glad I have it because I really don't want to drink fluoride, and that's one of my biggest concerns, and people don't realize. A lot of people think that, oh, of course fluoride's good for you, otherwise the government wouldn't put it in our water.
Well, if that were true, certain type of fluoride is good for us. It's calcium fluoride, which is found in nature and is bioavailable for us and what we need to have for our teeth and our bones to be strong. Certainly not sodium fluoride and what they're putting in our water, you know.
Right. And so we've been diluted, and it's really for commercial purposes. People make money
absolutely
off of our
corporate interest. Always the case. So, I mean, I would say a majority of us today are in the bottled water scene now, drinking bottled water, and that is having its own ramifications as far as what's in that water as well. We have mold, bacteria, plastics now that are matching different hormones in the body, like estrogen, that are creating havoc on our systems. So not only that, but look at the environmental effects that we're, you know, that are occurring from the municipalities putting in the chemicals in the water, the agricultural industry, the way it's been set up is it's damaging to our whole ecosystem. And, nature only has the ability to sustain its viability for so long before the threshold of toxicity is crossed and things begin to start dying off. And that's what we're seeing today, unfortunately, on a very exponential, roller coaster. So I know we aren't faced with that directly here in the States as far as our water's concerned and our nutrient value right now. But certainly other countries are, other regions of the world, and you know, we will be faced with that, whether we like it or not, sooner or later on the course that we're headed.
Right. So the idea is to clean up our water and in many ways to remineralize the planet. I was reading just the other day that the amount of minerals in that we used to get from one apple, nowadays you need to eat 36 apples to get the same amount of minerals from.
Yes. And what makes our food living is the minerals. It's that electric charge. You know, what makes our water oxygenated and fresh and able to ward off toxins is that the minerals that give it the charge, the electricity that's needed to spark, you know, all elemental beings, which plants and animals alike. So, yeah, the minerals are a huge factor, and that's what we are specializing in. We have a solution that is from nature, that the same minerals that are symbiotic in nature with all of our water that does just that, keeps it fresh, wards off the, you know, the toxins, keeps it oxygenated. But again, you know, living near Lake Erie where we've had microcystin problems, toxic algae, more and more dead fish every year, it's a very shallow lake, so that spring-fed occurrence that happens in the deeper Great Lakes isn't there. And there's more industrial and agricultural runoff in these parts than those other regions in the Great Lakes as well. So that threshold's been crossed. Now we're faced with, you know, toxic algae in our water. And within, you know, who knows, within 10, 20 years, it might not even be able to sustain life. So that's a pretty big deal.
So let's talk about how it can be fixed. And what I like about the water that you work with is that it comes from mica, and so it has all these amazing minerals in it, but it also has another property that is really important for all of us and for the planet, and that's its cleansing property. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So the minerals in nature, like we talked about, they take hundreds, thousands of years for this rock to go through an efflorescence process where it's able to leach out these minerals over time and dissolve them into the water. So we use a process, it's a patented process, to extract the mineral salts out of the rock immediately using nature, much like you would see out in Yellowstone with the sulfuric acid, the heat, the geysers, and the pools out there. And so we have this concentrate of these exact mineral matrix that's found in our water in nature that we're able to instantly add to the water. And what occurs there is a lot of chemical reactions, you know, chemical bonding that happens to take over almost everything that's in our water and make it inert. So it's much like using a reverse osmosis system, but with nature and dropping it into your water, and it happens pretty much instantaneously. So yeah, that's what we have, and it's you know, we're trying to create a mission to get it out there because everyone deserves to have clean, healthy, you know, water that nature intended for us. You know,
right? And nature, I did an experiment. Yeah. I've been using your water for years. And over time, I've done some experiments with waters that I come across in my travels, where I'll bring your Oura water with me, and I'll drop it in jars or glasses or bottles of water that I'm not familiar with, and then wait overnight and see what that water looks like in the morning.
Yeah.
And tell me what you think I found.
So a lot of things occur when the minerals enter the water. Basically, immediately it restructures the water and it pulls apart everything that's not supposed to be a part of the water off of the water, okay? And it reorganizes the clusters of water molecules back to their six-sided hexagonal, smaller structure, so easier to pass through the cell membrane, and or wetter water, better hydration, those types of things. So all of this stuff that it's pulling out of the water, I mean, our water from the manipulation and the organic matter that's in our lakes and our rivers that make its way into our drinking water, I mean, it's very abundant. The chemicals that exist are immediately turned inert, and it actually the minerals feed the water a magnetic charge, and that charge is able to pull out or precipitate all of those dead inert particles now. So once they were visible and toxic to you, they become invisible within minutes and are inert, not toxic to you. Those things then are precipitated within 24 hours and invisible. So it's really looking at the truest, the truest purity of fresh water. If there is anything that's in the water that's not supposed to be there, it will reveal it.
Well, that's the point. And so what I would find, like the next morning, I'd look at the water and there'd be some very orange, ugly water sitting on the bottom of the container, maybe about a half an inch sometimes. It's a sediment.
So that stuff, yeah, that stuff is just like ash. It's got no content to it. It's just all the stuff that's been pulled out that's now in an inert state. You can drink it.
Because it looks so ugly.
Yeah, most people don't like to see it in the water, even though it's safe now to drink. You like to filter that out too. So there's ways, that are easy filtration to just separate it so you have your oxygenated living mineral water. The minerals also activate the oxygen in the water as well, which is very important.
Great.
And then the charge that it feeds the water, you can actually store the water forever because that charge will never drop out and the oxygen levels will remain intact.
Well, let's also talk about if it's doing that to the water that you see in front of you, and then you drink that water, what's it doing in your body?
Well, that's a great question. So the minerals actually link two extra molecules of oxygen, and it creates H2O3, or ozone, or dissolved oxygen. That's immediately and readily available to the bloodstream. And, that's easy to show under live blood analysis. You can just look at it. The oxygenation effects that occur, are very significant, along with hydration. So those are two very important aspects right now. A lot of people in today's day and age, they're drinking this water, but the body is rejecting it because it's not even able to enter into the cell because of those clusters of water molecules are in such big globs. It makes it very hard to process. And so therefore, when you start getting water that is good for you, is structured, has, the activated oxygen, things like this that are the living qualities of water, the proper charge and the proper minerals, good things start to happen on the small level.
So we're really cleansing the body, getting rid of heavy metals, for instance, that a lot of people are
so minerals, subject these to. Minerals that we use are the same minerals that are found in our soil and our produce, like I said, and our water. So they're meant for us. And the two main functions of minerals for all living, beings, plant and animals alike on Earth are catalytic and enzymatic. So, of course, the catalyst to draw nutrients into the cell minerals are, and they are really more importantly in this day and age in the toxic environment that we live, they are the garbage collectors. They are what is driving the toxins out of the cell on the cellular level. So it's very hard to drive out that what's laying dormant in the deepest sense out of the water and our bodies without the proper minerals, because that's their function in nature,
Right. That's great. Now, let's come back to the body a little later, but right now let's talk about the bodies of water on our planet. For instance, the Great Lakes, and how polluted they are, and how terrible it is. What can you do for them?
Well,
personally?
The Great Lakes are a lot better off than a lot of regions in the U.S. right now. There's so much going on out west, and just everything. Everywhere you look, we have these issues with our water and harmful contaminants in our water that are making their way to our soil and our food and so we have the ability on an agricultural scale to get this into the hands, like let's say out in California, where they're having drought issues and the water that they're using is so contaminated with toxins that they're spraying on their fields, obviously gets into our food as well. So we have the ability to use these minerals and purify that water before they're, you know, in their agricultural you know what I'm saying, in their water supply that they use for their fields. So it's got a lot of potential there, you know, and
right.
we are really working more processes or more ways to get it out to the agricultural community.
Right. The more that this mica, which is, you know, it's liquid mica, permeates our land, the more it'll purify anything that it comes in contact with.
Yes, it's the ultimate purifier. Yep.
That's
pretty
wonderful.
Interesting stuff. I mean, I really call it the best product on planet Earth, and I don't say that. I say that with the utmost respect because I didn't even get involved in the business of this until about a year after being on the minerals, and the health effects, the positive health effects that I just saw in myself got me so intrigued that I wanted to learn more constantly. And there's just so much good that these minerals have the ability to do for, again, not only our water, but our health. Everyone deserves to know about this product. You know, this isn't something that it's ours, it's everyone's, you know.
Right, so it's available. And the thing is, though, that it's not one of these devices that you can put in your sink and just drink the water out of the spout. You really need to create a container. I have a half a gallon glass container that I put the water in. I actually take it from my reverse osmosis filter, so it's kind of demineralized from reverse osmosis.
Sure.
And then I use the Oro water to remineralize it and then
yep.
do all the good stuff that it does for us. So I drink out of a half-gallon container, and I think people should probably think that way rather than expect water to always come out of the spout properly.
Well, reverse osmosis is a great way to purify your water and get a lot of the harmful chemicals out, but you're still left with dead water, you know.
Right.
Like you said,
I need to remineralize it.
Doesn't have the proper minerals really in it to begin with because of the, you know, what we do to it in the processing.
Right, so it's not really remineralizing it.
So it's very important to definitely reconstitute your water with these proper minerals that, you know, the same minerals that you would find in our springs and our aquifers. If you go out to a healing hot spring, there's silicate sulfate minerals. And it's very easy to do now. You know, we have the ability to really help everyone on planet Earth with this product, and the rock that it comes from is so abundant around the Earth. There's all kinds of possibilities, you know, it's just being able to extract the salt from the rock, which we have the ability to do.
So people can actually take this water in this. When I travel, I take a small bottle with me, and then I put it in the water that I'm drinking in different places, or if I buy bottled water, I'll just put some drops into the bottled water,
sure.
and it does its job. So it's very portable. It doesn't take,
so
you don't have to carry a half gallon with you.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of applications for these minerals, from agricultural, you know, we use it to wash our produce with, you know, even produce that's organic still going to have could have anaerobic bacteria, harmful things on it. It's going to, you know, render that inert. Feed, you know, give this animal to your plants, to your pets. Your pets will love this water. They'll always go to this water, no matter what water you put out, because they're instinctively, you know, with nature as well. So lots of different applications with this product to help get rid of those bad things that are really bombarding us today.
Right, and we'll find out the amount we need because of taste, because if you have more than you need, you'll taste probably too much of it. Water won't be as satisfying.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's a learning process, although I take concentrated doses of it just to purify my body even more that I, you know, when I feel like I need that.
Sure. I do the same. You know, I did the concentrated doses for a while and really started to activate all kinds of things in my body and healing process that occurred. But now, you know, I just drink the water for regular maintenance, and whenever I feel a scratchy throat coming on or sinus problems, stuff like that, you know, I just do a couple of those concentrated dosages, and away it goes. So, yeah, it's a great to heal yourself, too, from
and
nature.
So that's like a capful into like an ounce or two or three of water?
Yeah, basically what you would do is take a teaspoon to 2 teaspoons and a couple ounces of water, followed by at least a quart of water within the next hour afterwards. It's important to drink a lot of water because the water is the delivery method to get the good in, usher it in, and get the bad out. It's not going to hurt you to drink that much without the water, but, you know, it's just kind of wasteful because it's not getting into the system as well and doing what it's capable of doing. With that delivery method being the water, so.
And then the water becomes a friend, and water has information power, too. And as Dr. Emoto had shown us microscopically, that water actually reveals the emotions around it, the words around it, and so we can actually infuse our water with good spirit that adds to the water's power.
Sure. I mean, that's the next wave of technology. Everyone says that the virtual reality is the next wave, but really water can hold one drop of water, you can hold so much information. I'm not sure exactly how much, but I know I've read what they're doing. You know, they can actually take water from the same source and then transfer information, separate that water to 2 containers and take the other container miles and miles away, and then actually feed that water information, and the same information will be immediately transferred to that other source of water that's miles away from it. So really what that means is information can be transferred instantaneously, universally, which is...
That's amazing.
Yeah, which is really the next wave of transferring information on an interstellar plane, I guess.
Right. I'm just feeling all kinds of opportunity coming from what you're saying.
Well, they're making progress with those things too, you know. So there's a lot of good things that we have to help our water today. We just need to get people on board and know about it, because right now we have the information that's provided to us and on a larger scale, and it's not helping. So we need to kind of pay attention and know what's out there.
Right, and so what I'm excited about is that you can help people individually. They can actually purchase bottles of this Oro solution from you, and also that you are able to take larger amounts out into the larger bodies of water on the planet.
Absolutely. Clean the water up. So we have a website. It's Oro, which is spelled A-U-R-O, orosolutions.com. And there's a plethora of information, lab reports that show, you know, what it takes out of the water. Just a lot of good information there that you can find out more about the product if you feel so inclined. But you're also welcome to give us a call. My phone number is 419-410-9302, and I've been working with this product for a long time and would be happy to talk to you and answer any questions that you guys might have.
No, that's so great. It's something that we all need to really apply ourselves to, is the water that we're consuming and the water on the planet is just essential to the future. And we know that there's supposed to be less and less water around going forward, and so we might as well make it the best water possible.
Well, like I said, these minerals have the ability to purify, correct, and restore. So even water that's very damaged, sewage water, for instance, we can take and make pure again, sweet tasting, sweet smelling, and good for us, which sounds kind of gross, but that's a pretty cool thing to have without even the use of electricity, you know.
Yeah, now that's amazing. So in other words, we can also store, we can keep RO water around just to have for emergencies when there's not clean water available.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. What about salt water?
Well, salt water, these minerals are for fresh water. They have the ability to do what they do with fresh water. Salt water, not the same concept. So, for instance, they used these minerals actually years ago, the same process in the waters near Chernobyl to purify them and to get the radiation out. But that was more fresh water. So today, you know, with what's going on at Fukushima, it wouldn't have the same effect that it has with fresh water, for sure.
Oh,
unfortunately.
There are ways to be clear. Yeah.
So, but we need fresh water, and that's what we're able to help with. You know, so we're not.
And we need to drink.
What's that?
We need to drink a lot of it.
Yeah. Yep. Good water. I mean, you really feel the effects when you start to drink this type of water. You feel it right away, and you never want to go back. You really kind of become a water snob. You don't want to be without your minerals to add to your water. So
yeah, there's such a difference in taste. And I know I travel and people offer me water. I don't even want to touch it.
No, that's why you always take 2 ounces with to travel around with, you know. So
yeah, exactly. So this is great. So Gardie Banfield, this is so wonderful to talk with you. I think it's really of great value for people to have the right water available and to actually think positively about the future of the planet because of it.
Absolutely. We have a lot that we can do with this product. We're excited that we're on this mission and making waves. So we appreciate you having fun on the show as well, and we look forward to hearing from everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, Gardie. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you. There are lots of classes, Heart River classes. You might want to participate. And thank you so much for listening.